Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. OMG, we've got a show. We have got such an exciting show. And I want to just say hello to all of our Facebook people and friends and listeners out there. We're going out over Facebook today. Expansion, expansion. That's what I'm claiming. Expansion for this work. If you are new with us today, know you have found an amazing community full of love and truthfulness and self-responsibility and some pretty awesome creation. If you think you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1 now so my beautiful Stephen can get your name and get you in the queue. All right. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. How much do we all have to be thankful for? Wherever your health is, wherever your finances are to be thankful for, your relationships, your family, your creation. Let's just take a moment and go, yes, I am. I am thankful, because we know when we live in an attitude of gratitude, baby, we create a lot more. And the channel wants you to know that they're going to give you some tough stuff today. Good stuff, but tough stuff. So I want to say a little bit about my beloved Buffalopaloo Bear. As you know, we won the Dr. Toy Award. We won the National Parenting Award. And we've just been awarded one of the top 100 new children's products by Dr. Toy. So you can find Buppa, B-U-P-P-A, Buppalopaloo on Amazon. You can find it on my website at iamdwallace.com. And the book is out now, too. The first Buppalopaloo book in the series is out. So think of who you want to create self-love within, especially at a very early age. It's a beautiful Christmas present, guys. The webinar, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you all the stuff that is coming in and coming together about this webinar that we're having tomorrow night. If you haven't signed up, get signed up tomorrow night. It's on the autoimmune system. Dr. Frank Berdici will be joining me. But man, the stuff I am learning and putting together, which I will go into in a moment, it's staggering, guys. It's just really staggering. So you're not going to want to miss this. I send out to you all a Thanksgiving love special that includes Buffalopaloo as part of it, and a lot of downloads for my what I consider my best projects around self-love and self-creation. So if you didn't get it, let me know. It went out to, you know, to everybody as in an e-blast. It's the Thanksgiving love special, and the Christmas special will be rolled out December 14th, which I always do for you guys at the end of the year, a half an hour for $100, which is a $50 saving. So on my birthday, December 14th, that'll be rolled out. Okay, I want to give you this information, which blew my mind, about the autoimmune system. Basically, an autoimmune disease, is when the body mistakenly sees a part of itself as hostile and attacks itself. Now, pretty much every single disease we have, I mean, there it's in the hundreds, they're attributing to autoimmune. And then the channel brings in this bombshell a couple of days ago. I want to read the definition again. When the body mistakenly sees a part of itself as hostile and attacks itself. And the channel said that's exactly what America has the possibility of creating around this election and the outcome. Are you seeing any part of our country as hostile and someone who is attacking you that you have to defend yourself on, or vice versa? That's a big one. We do not want to be the creators of an autoimmune disease in our own country, within our own country, within the entity of America. As you know, a home is an entity, a city is an entity, just like your body is an entity, a country is an entity, the world is an entity. So what we put out is the creation. Whatever charge we put out is the creation of us and our lives and ultimately our countries and our world. So this is the channel's message to you. Get your frickin' balance back, people. Get your balance back. Get your power back. And we do that by knowing and claiming and stating, I accept that I am the creation of all creation within me and within my dominion. It's up to me. So get busy, get back into love, which is why I sent out this Thanksgiving special. Because, and it's coming from everywhere, everybody that I'm doing private sessions with, it's so much of it is around control. I had my beautiful massage therapist on Zoom over last night, and I'm going, what is this part in my back? And what we got to was all around control and me feeling like, well, I believe it was, I give myself up because I do not know or believe that my I am presence creates for me and therefore I'm in control. So it came in, my own body brought it in, the realization of getting your control back and allowing everybody else to control who they are, guys. You're not going to control everybody. Do you understand? You're just not. And we're moving out of our joy and our love space and frequency by reacting to all of this. It's not worth it. Let me tell you, it is not worth feeling bad, period. It's not worth it. You're going to give up your self-creation. It will affect your health, your finances, your relationships, ultimately. So come on, walk the talk, you know, and get yourself back into alignment here. The highest fix, period, is the state of love. We know that. Okay? So I know, I believe, and I know that my I am presence creates for me all the time consistently. And when everybody knows that and everybody comes together in that, then the country, the universe, the world is created around the majority of the people that are on board with their own creation and focusing on what they want. So you look to you. You don't look to everybody else. You look to you. Get busy and get your balance and your control and your joy back. I believe the core belief that came in for me was I have to kill my creativity to take care of myself. That really mirrors a lot of the experiences in my life professionally right now, that I felt like I had to give up my creativity. They were taking my creativity away. That's not possible, everybody. It is not possible. And if you're reacting in anger toward that, it's you being angry at yourself for forgetting that you're in charge. Okay. All right. On a physical note, they want you to know that antacids, like, you know, anything you're taking for heartburn, indigestion, any issues with the gallbladder, because that came up a lot for us a couple of weeks ago, are all anti-immune stuff. Antacids are one of the top 10 selling drugs in the world. And oftentimes, it's because you don't have enough acid that you're having the heartburn and the indigestion. But what we do is we go, oh, I got heartburn, let me take an antacid, which shuts down more acid, and then your stomach can't break down. You know, it decreases the hydrochloric acid, which you need to break your food down and absorb it properly. In the body book, listen to this. The description, the energetic description around indigestion is the reality that they are dealing with and taking in is causing them upset and disharmony within themselves. So if you're wondering why you've had the beginning of indigestion or heartburn during all this election, well, there could be your answer. Not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. This is an energetic definition behind indigestion. The reality they are dealing with and taking in is causing them upset and disharmony within themselves. Okay, get your control, get your power back. Nobody can take it from you unless you are living in that belief system. Now, they want me to do something else. They warned me that today's stuff was going to come in right and left from them, from you, everything. So I'm going back to this amazing book that I've been reading to prepare for the autoimmune webinar tomorrow night. Again, if you haven't signed up and you want to sign up, go to IMDWallace, sign up for the e-blast, or go on to the website. You can sign up right from there. All right, so I'm going to a page number, 1 through 2, 2 to 3. 3 to 4, 50 through 60, 60 through 70. Okay, 360. Wow. Okay. Well, I have not read page 360 yet, so I'm fascinated to see what's... Okay, hold on. Am I switched? Okay. A lot of people on the call got switched from what we just did, and that's what they're bringing forward. So everybody hold up a fist, make a fist with your hand, and hold it up towards your face with the fingers facing your face, and just quickly open your hands and pop it towards your eyes. Okay. Everybody unswitched. All right, now I can go to the calls. Wow, never had that happen before. All right, so very quickly, for those of you who might be new, a lot of times when we talk about emotional things, we get switched, our energy gets switched, which means we're not in our knowing, we can't hear our knowing, we test backwards. If we're testing for stuff, we test incorrectly. So everybody's ready to go now, and I can go to the calls. And I was seriously said, take Vicki first. So Vicki in South Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. I have the messages from Body Book, that, and I love it. And I came upon a section that really describes what I'm feeling now. My dad was 16 hours away from him, and I go up to help him. He and his wife are having some health issues now. And I take him to doctor's appointments, and I'm also helping him manage his rather large and complicated estate. And I'm also helping a sister with her finances. And I love helping them all, but I'm starting to feel over-responsible, yep, a little overwhelmed. So I want to know what I can do to protect myself from all this affecting my health.
Well, let's go back to control, Vicki. You know, there are many, many faces of control. I actually wrote the e-blast about this, the one that comes out tomorrow. But they're saying you can't, you can only control so much, honey.
Yeah.
And you're trying to control everything. You cannot control the outcome of their health. You can support them. You can't control it. And there's a huge difference between, I have to control all of this, otherwise I'm not a good little girl. I'm not a good daughter, right?
Mm,
and
yeah.
And that's what you're getting plugged into, which is kind of, it's gone from joyfully serving your parents through love into I have to, right?
Yeah.
And that takes away your choice. And as soon as we feel like our choice is taken away, then mm-hmm. we move out of our joy and everything becomes very burdensome. So
yeah.
Again, you know, my rule, the channel's rule, is you give as much as you want, as long as it makes you really happy. And when it starts, when you start giving yourself up, then you've gone too far. You don't
yeah.
give at the expense of yourself, guys. You give to enhance yourself with the joy and the love that you get from giving. Now, that's the first thing. Now there's a second thing. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, any movie.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Well, Lord of the Rings, they suffered a lot, right?
Yeah.
They suffered a lot to get their prize. And they walked through a lot of fear. They learned a lot of lessons doing it. And now they want us to go to the core belief. Well, this is interesting. Hang on. This page. No, this page here. 16. Okay. I'm scared to death to go. Well, baby. Okay. So essentially, all of this is bringing up your realization. It's not even conscious yet, but your realization that this is the beginning of the decline with them.
Of my, yeah.
Of their health, of their lives.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You can't control that. That is a natural circle of life, if you want to go to a song. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You have mm-hmm. to joyfully, accept it so that you can be in the moment of now and not continually trying to be in the moment of saving. Do you understand?
I do. I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing they want to bring into your consciousness. And I work with my daughter, which, by the way, this is Gabrielle's birthday. Happy birthday to the biggest joy in my life.
Yeah.
But I say to her, look, honey, this is a natural progression, because you know me, I have more energy than God. She thinks I'm always going to be flying around and shopping and doing all this stuff. But the truth is, it's a majestically planned out transition that is God-given, so that we can all, those of us who are lucky anyway, have the ability to and the opportunity to forgive if we haven't, to spend time if we aren't, right? But ultimately, it's a beautiful passage into the next rebirth on the other side. So accept it, Vicki, and go, okay, I'm going to do what I can do joyfully. I'm going to choose to do it joyfully. And if I'm not doing it joyfully, I need to find somebody else to help support me.
I got it. That helps a lot.
Yeah, because it's not helping them for you to go up to help them if you're not in joy of doing it. So if once a week works for you, find somebody else that can take them, that's going to be loving. That's, you know, I tell all of you so often about the beautiful African-American woman that Chris and I found, so my grandma wouldn't have to go into a home. She could stay in her home. Mm-hmm. And she lived with my grandma for over 20 years. She became a part of our family. We paid off her house for her in the end, because we were blessed financially and could do that. So let the rest of the world help you, Vicki, in lovingly supporting the people you love.
I will do that. That helps a lot.
Good. Yeah. Good. But the big thing that was going on there was you resisting accepting the reality that has to be, ultimately.
That's right. Yeah.
And to look at it as a blessed time where you can complete a lot of things with them. Okay?
Yes, that's great. That helps a lot.
Good.
Sorted it out for me.
I'm sure it helped a lot of other people, including me. Thank you, darling. Love you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Love you too. Bye.
Wow. A lot of lessons that we just got there. I'm going to Dave in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, thanks to my sister, Vicki, who's an ardent listener.
Oh, well, welcome, Dave. We're so happy to have you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I woke up this morning and thought about your show that you said you had on Sunday morning, and just thought I've got to get on. So,
this was the day you were supposed to join us then, because there aren't any accidents. Thanks. Anything we can help you with?
Absolutely. Well, what I've been dealing with, I have learned to manifest in the last 5-6 years, and it's been wonderful. I've manifested my dreams come true in most cases. However, in the meantime, I have become diabetic, and also I've been dealing with gout for about the last 6, 7, or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The only answers I'm finding, you know, other than trying to constantly change my diet, is drugs, and I'm trying to really avoid that.
Well, diet is a really big part of it, especially the gluten stuff. Both the things that you mentioned are autoimmune diseases. Do you know that?
No, nobody talks about that.
Yeah, well, I am. Those are both attributed to autoimmune deficiencies. So there are two strong beliefs that you are carrying. I keep asking them if I'm going to the body book, but they tell me no. There's two strong beliefs. Oh, one for each thing. So we're going to the gout. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. So why isn't it, Dave? Why do you think your life isn't wonderful?
That's not an easy question to answer.
Well, if you had to put it in one sentence, my life isn't wonderful because, what would you say?
Well, I guess it has to go back to not loving myself enough.
Okay. Well, they want you to know that that is the core of your gout. Now they want me to go to the body book. This is interesting. We had to get to that first. So y'all have to bear with me a little because these books are pretty big. Spell it for me. It's G-O, right? Gout.
Here it is.
Yeah. Okay. Now, they're saying here that it's uric acid retention resulting in swollen. Okay. So we're dealing with acid again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My word is your command. They are into fearful greediness and the need to dominate. Now, they want you to know, because there is a belief that because you're creating so much of what you want, you're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest understanding. Who gave you that message, Dave? Who said, if you get everything you want, you're greedy, or you shouldn't ever get everything you want. There's not enough to go around, or other people suffer when you get everything you want. Who gave you that message early in your life?
Yeah, that's a parental thing.
Okay.
We shouldn't have too much.
Yeah, well, that's BS. They did the best they could, but they didn't know, sweetheart. They didn't know. One time, I was taken through a meditation by my channel for the kids in my acting studio. And we were led into this it was in the side of a hill. But when you rolled the rock away, there were all these diamonds and gold and jewels, and God was in there, and God said, take everything you want. I just make more. Take everything you want. And my mother was behind me going, don't you dare, Deanna. You know he doesn't mean that, Deanna. Don't you dare take everything you want. That's not okay. The meek inherit the earth, Deanna. And every single kid that I took through that meditation found the person that told them not to take everything they wanted. So how are we going to create everything we wanted and not turn it against ourselves until we know that's okay? That's behind what your gout is. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your diabetes, they're taking me to the sheets. What type diabetes is it, Dave?
Type 2.
Second sheet. Third sheet. Yeah, type 2 is definitely autoimmune disease. So you might get a lot of questions if you join us on the webinar tomorrow. Hold on, 1 through 5, 5 through 10, 11. All right. They want you to claim that your immune system, this blows my mind, you guys. I didn't even remember this was on sheet 3. I don't think I've gone to it in years. My immune system is functioning perfectly, clearly, and balanced in the I am, which is the God creation of you, in all dimensions. I am that I am. So we're all going to come together and claim this right now. Claim it for yourselves. My immune system is functioning perfectly, clearly, and balanced in the I am in all dimensions. I am that I am. And so it is. Okay, now, am I going to the body book? Oh, my good. Okay, hang on. Diabetes. Well, there it is. Okay, I'm going here. This one applies specifically to you, Dave. And, yes, we will be doing this on the webinar tomorrow night. It's not – we're see, what I love about these webinars is I have a doctor on. He gives you all of the – and it's a doctor, by the way, who's also a healer. He gives you the physical things. The channel gives you the energetic things, and then we get a whole picture. Okay, well, and our theme today is control. One strike and I'm out. They have a great need to control, arising from feeling alone and on their own in an indifferent and hostile world. You think that any of that applies to you?
Oh, yeah. I live alone, and I'm, like, resisting people coming into my life.
Okay, well, welcome to your diabetes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that because you need to keep control. And what the channel would like to invite you to do is to control yourself to open up and let the world in. Because you're the only one that has control over that, right, darling?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, and my friend with diabetes, you know, that not that he's shut the world out, but that great need to control, right? And
well, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what has been coming up for me when you've been talking about control, and I was remembering growing up, although my father didn't say it, he definitely wanted to stifle joy. It wasn't okay for us to express joy and happiness. You know, everything
yep.
had to be kept a lid on.
Yep. Well, you heal that within yourselves and give yourself permission to experience that joy, you're going to see a lot brighter, healthy future. Because they have proven, you know, especially, I know we hear a lot about gluten. I was not into this stuff at all, but now I understand how it all works. Are you on a gluten-free diet?
Not gluten-free. Lately, I have been limiting it. I cut out all the bread that I would buy, but I'm still eating some pastas and things like that.
Yeah, well, they would like to suggest to you that you just try it. Just try it for 10 days and eliminate all gluten from your system. And then check your numbers.
Okay.
It's not the gluten itself. And I'll go into all this tomorrow. But we all have what they call weak links, right? Those weak mm-hmm. links in our body that break down don't ever have to break down. But because we make our immune systems vulnerable, then wherever our leaks are, they're going to break in the chain. And that's why things passed down in the family don't have to happen, but they often do happen over and over again within a family because the same habits are lived.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dave, and welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, we're getting, you guys are so amazing. Lee in Arizona, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
Good morning, Lee.
Well,
you bet.
How are you today? I know you're great.
Well, I am great. What can we do for you?
I'm not exactly sure. My question at the beginning of the call was to ask if you might give me some guidance to help focus my work.
To help focus your work. Yes. Well, we're back to joy and control again. Why have you lost your joy? This seems to be to me the the theme that's developing here, which we usually have on a Sunday morning show. Where have you lost your joy in your work, Lee?
I don't believe it's relevant to our power.
You don't believe it's relevant to what?
I don't believe it's relevant or that it has any power.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give to you the basis of all creation. As you believe, it is delivered to you. So nothing about you or your life will be relevant if you don't believe it so, because you will not see a world that can even accept it and allow it to be relevant if you have that belief system. Do you understand?
I do, and it's these lies that I keep perpetuating for I have no idea.
Well, but if you know that you keep perpetuating lies, stop it. There you go. Stop it. You see, you keep asking when you already have the answer, my beautiful person. Do you understand? You already have the answer. I'm lying to myself. This is my ego keeping me from my joy and my power, and I'm not doing it anymore. You got it? Which,
yes,
by the way, that's what's going on with your voice also. You aren't speaking the truth to yourself about how powerful and joyful you are. Now, you know, everybody in this show, whatever's hers is ours. So we are coming forward to commit to knowing our joy and our power in this moment. That you have control over. You're the only ones that have control over that. Do you understand,
yeah.
Lee? All right, woman, you get busy. You get busy in knowing how frickin' fabulous you are, all right?
You got it.
Yeah, the ego. This is big ego stuff going on when we hold ourselves back like that. And that's not what we're about, Lee. So I'm standing with you in your joyful power, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to Cindy in San Diego. Hi, honey, you're on.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling about my husband's back. He has like a sciatic nerve issue, and yet now it's been 5 weeks, and it's not. He's been to the doctor twice. He's trying exercises. He has every gadget people know about and he's either purchased or they've brought over, and now he has a fever also. And I'm just trying to figure out what...
Well, he shouldn't have a fever from sciatica, honey.
Well, no, I think that's a separate issue that just...
Well, I'm not so sure it's separate. They're telling me it's not so separate. So hold on a minute. Am I glad I brought the body books in today. We're going to sciatica. And they're giving me more, is that the highest word? Virus. So I would ask him to ask his doctor to start looking more at a virus. I'm not a doctor, guys. I am not a doctor. But to ask his doctor to start looking at perhaps a virus that might be located in his targeting his body. And they want me to tell you, when I finished Cujo, we shot on a ranch for months in Cujo. And afterwards, I couldn't move my neck. I was in so much pain. I went to all these doctors, and they said, look, we think it's in your head, Dee, basically. And I said, look, I know I'm a loony actress, but this is in my body. And finally, I found a doctor that I'm still with today. And he put me on this machine. He said, Dee, you've got the Coxsackie virus. And basically what Coxsackie is hoof and mouth disease. And you get it. It's just like a cold. You get the virus from being around farm animals and ranch animals. But I was in so much pain, and I kept going to a chiropractor to get adjusted. But it wasn't, it felt like bones, and it felt like structural. But ultimately, it was viral. Now, sciatica, we're going here. They are avoiding knowing what is really going on and what they are really experiencing. That's the one that we're going to for him. So that begs the question, what do you know what he's avoiding? What he doesn't want to know about what's really going on?
I don't know because we don't, that hasn't come up. I mean, my gut is, he wants to get out of what he's doing. His job is really physical, and I think he's afraid. And this is just coming from me. I haven't talked to him about it. I feel like he's afraid to move into what's next, that he, that he's afraid to look at what he really wants to do with his life going forward.
Absolutely. And so because he's not willing to do that, his body is going, okay, well, I'll fix it so you can't do the work you are doing, because that's the only way you're going to look at this.
So what can I do to help? Because, I don't know if I could say, hey, listen to this call from Dee Wallace. I don't know that that would even
well,
be open
no,
to
that. But you certainly can say to him, honey, don't you think it's interesting that you do physical work and now you've created, or now you have, this pain that's really limiting what you're going to be able to do? Isn't that kind of weird to you? Time for us to talk about what you're going to do next, because that's really what you want to do, isn't it? Is move on?
Yeah, that is true.
See, you don't have to use the woo-woo words, if indeed you even think they're woo-woo words on this show, know?
Like I don't, but I don't know how, other people might perceive.
But you can talk to him in regular words, Cindy.
Right, true.
Just to bring it to his consciousness. Maybe your body's telling you you're not looking at what you want to do here. And so you've kind of set it up so you can't do the work you're doing to force you to look at what you want to do, really.
Right. Is there something from the channel or from you even on how to help him look at, how to help him find what that would be?
Well, the channel is saying he's got to be open to the possibility of receiving it. And right now, he can't do that, because he's not allowing himself to know what's really going on with him, which is, what's really going on with me is, I don't want to do this much longer. What am I going to do next? So that's the first step. And then always, like I tell all of you, drop down to your heart. Drop down to your heart. Your head is not going to tell you, but your heart will.
Right. So for him, try to have him understand, feel what would be best, not try to think it out.
For anybody, for absolutely anybody. Where's your passion, honey? What's your passion? You've got to get your passion back, guys. Creation is passionate. Right? If you're not passionate about what you're doing, then you're going to limit the success of it in some way. So you've always got to get back to the joy and the passion, right?
Right.
And then things expand.
Right.
That's why I want to expand this show and how many callers we have and how many people listen, because I could not be more passionate about anything than I am about this work.
Yeah, which is why it comes through, and we all appreciate that and love that so much.
Well, thank you. And it's easy because I get so many positive reinforcements that everything that we get through this channel is true and correct and breaks lives open. Every day I get emails. Every day.
Yeah.
Okay, but have him look at the possibility that maybe this is a virus or a bacteria or something like that.
Okay, I will do that. And then
okay.
Also, I didn't call for this, but I was surprised a little bit because I'm reading the White Book based on,
yes,
you know, you brought that up. And that the decline from that, my understanding is the decline of our bodies is also just kind of an agreement and something that we do here that isn't necessary. So I understand people make that choice and don't realize that yet, and maybe not everybody's ready for that. But,
well, we accept that as truth. We
right,
go,
so we
okay,
to.
Back to control. Okay, I have no control over my body aging. Well,
right.
Sorry, but you do. But again, as you believe, it's delivered to you.
Right. So,
okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank
you brought
you.
Up a lot
Thank
of really valuable things for all of us. Thank you. All right. We're going to Jan in Colorado. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Jan.
Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I've been meaning to call for a couple of weeks because this is an ongoing thing, and I know you're not a doctor. when I walk, I am not sure-footed. I feel off balance.
Okay.
And
so
the other thing in listening to the other... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Listening to the other callers, what?
I can be just with the snap of a finger... irritated. And I think I
okay.
got from the other callers. I accept my joy.
Absolutely. On a physical level, and I know this one really well, that could be adrenals. Are you under a lot of stress? Oh my God, they're giving me the election again. Did you go into a lot of reaction and involvement with this election?
I pick up energy and I feel the tension of everybody.
Yeah, so that would be a yes, Jan. That would be a big yes.
Yes.
Okay. When did this start?
Oh, it's been a couple of months.
Yeah. Okay.
3-4 months.
Get your power back. Get your sure-footedness back. Know that everything that's playing out has a divine reason to wake us all up, and you start creating what you want. Because this, and I said this at the beginning of the show, if you want to go back and listen, this election has put the entire world energy off balance. We are just starting to bring back our balance because we have believed that it took our creative right and power and joy away. It didn't. Don't believe it for a second and get back to being on firm ground with your own creation. Because when you're on firm ground, then you're sure-footed. Seriously, that's... And people, I'm telling you... It affected you more than you will ever know. Just get it back. You don't have to look into it and delve into it. You just have to claim your balance back and go, I am joyfully my creator today, every day. I am my joyful creator. Okay?
I love it. I love it. Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. They just keep telling me over and over and over, get your power back. If, you know, it's got to be us. Karen in Toronto. Hi, you're on, honey.
Hi, Dee. Thank
Hi, baby.
You for taking my call. Bless
sure.
you. I'm doing the same thing. I'm experiencing a lot of physical inflammation and just feeling very disconnected and just trying to stay in a moment of love all the time.
Okay, Karen, inflammation is definitely autoimmune.
Okay.
So you're turning against yourself. Do you understand, everyone, when you move out of your joy, when you move out of love, when you go into judgment, when you go into reaction and fear, you are turning against your own self. So I want everybody, and I mean this, this is coming through the channel. It sounds like me, we're one in the same, blah, blah, blah. Everybody has got to take the time to go, where am I not my joyful, happy, loving self? I'm getting it back, period. Okay, now they want to specifically go to inflammation sheets. But give me a song, Karen, any song that pops in.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay, well, zippity, it's all about joy. It's a true statement, the channel is saying, that when you are filled with joy, you cannot create, will not create, do not create inflammation. So where is the one place, and you know it, they're saying, where is the one place in your life you have walked out of your joy?
It seems with everything right now.
Well, it's the core of it is with family. What's going on within your family?
I just seem like, you know, I'm constantly showing, trying to show up, but I just feel if I don't call my children and be there, I try, you know, they just, I don't know. I just don't seem to be important.
Okay. And there's the cure and the cause and the core of your elimination. You are in deep grief because basically what you just said to me is if I don't give and give and give and give and give of myself, I'm not going to be loved. The only way they'll love me is if I give up who I am.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, darling, that is a belief that you have, and you know the belief starts everything. That creates the perspective and of how we see the world and everybody in it. So if you have that belief, you are going to see a world where that has to be true, and it will be mirrored back to you. And pretty soon your body goes, well, you're not getting it any other way. You listen to Dee's show, you read your books, you do your seminars, but you're not insisting that you stay in joy no matter what. Now, if it gives you joy to give, people say to me all the time, you give Gabrielle too much. Well, I don't think I can give Gabrielle too much because it gives me so much joy.
Exactly.
But that's different than I have to give her this or she's not going to love me. You can feel the difference in that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm saying to you, that's what you've got to get a hold of. You have to get back into your joy and go, you know what? I'm in alignment with joy first, and if giving right now makes me joyful and lines up with my joy, I'm doing it. If not, I'm going to know they love me anyway. You have to retrain yourself, Karen, and walk yourself through that. All right, my love?
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is really important. I'm so sorry. I was trying to get to everybody, but some things just took some little bit more time today. And we got to some really big stuff. Again, please join me for the webinar tomorrow night on the autoimmune system. It's not just physical. We will be dealing with all the energetic causes behind your questions, along with physical answers and steps that you can take. The Thanksgiving special is still up. Bapalapaloo is included in that. So the theme of the show, they want me to wrap this up around the autoimmune and everything we talked about on this show. Move back into your joy. That's the answer to every single caller and everyone that will listen to this show. Whatever you have to do, and you do have control over this, move back into your joy or enhance your joy even more. Until we meet again, my beautiful people, love yourselves. Love yourselves, love yourselves, and be happy, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.